Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And just welcoming remarks from Dr. Stringfellow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you all for being here today. I want to extend my thanks to Congressman Higgins and his hardworking staff for the provision of Sergeant Yockey's long overdue medals, Vietnam Pin and Service Proclamation. Many of our Vietnam War era veterans never received a warm welcome home. We want to ensure they know they are all welcome here and receive the deserving recognition for the service and sacrifices the nation asked them to perform. We are proud of our Veterans Health Administration mission to honor America's veterans by providing exceptional health care that improves their health and well-being. We are proud of our Community Living Center's Willow Lodge staff and volunteers who provide the outstanding 24/7, 365 days a year care for Sergeant Yockey and many other full-time residents. This is their special place called home. Lastly, I want to thank the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park for placing Sergeant Yockey's name on your wall of honor. This is a great honor. Thank you all again for joining us here today.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you again, Dr. Stringfellow, for hosting us and for your beautiful words of welcome. Are you ready, sir? Today it is my honor, our honor, to have the opportunity to recognize the service of United States Army Sergeant Philip Yockey. Mr. Yockey was born on May 30th, 1949, to parents Philip Glenn Yockey, Sr., and Dolores Agnes Snyder. The family, including Phil's sister Phyllis, lived in the Black Rock neighborhood of Buffalo, New York. I'm told he was quite the musician in his younger years, serving as the lead singer of a band called The Vamps. But Phil had another higher calling, and at the age of 19, he enlisted in the United States Army. After completing his basic training in 1968, he served two tours of duty in Vietnam, where he worked in the Army's 37th Transportation Group. He rose through the ranks and was liked and respected by his fellow service members. Yockey's Chief Staff Sergeant, Isaac Wright, wrote to him saying, quote, "I want to express to you my deepest admiration and thanks for the way that you have done your job. It would be an extreme pleasure to serve with you again at any time in the future." Sergeant Yockey was discharged, fulfilling his initial service commitment, and reenlisted in 1971. He began a new transportation group assignment with the United States Army in Europe while serving in Bremerhaven and Frankfurt, Germany. Sergeant Yockey spent his off-time duty earning his high school degree. He later returned stateside, serving in the 505th Signal Company in Arizona before his discharge on February 18, 1979, after nearly 10 years of honorable service. He returned to Buffalo without the medals he earned through a decade of military service to this country. In 1983, Philip met his bride-to-be, Charlene, and the two were married on Flag Day, 1986. The couple moved their home in the Black Rock neighborhood where he grew up, and they had a daughter, Nicole, in 19... 87.
Yep.
And 10 years ago, Nicole had a daughter of her own, Martina Rose. Sergeant Yaki worked as a mechanic at City Service Taxi and fixed cars at the Golden Garage, Clinton Garage, in Buffalo's West Side. I should have these glasses, I'm sorry. I was trying to do it. There we go. In 1989, Mr. Yaki became a New York State Corrections Officer, a position he held for 25 years until his retirement in 2011. During his service, Sergeant Yaki was exposed to Agent Orange, a herbicide that was sprayed to remove vegetation, providing enemy cover during the Vietnam War, and is now associated with various health conditions. As a result, Agent Orange induced diabetes. He lost his legs and moved out of his beloved Black Rock neighborhood to the Buffalo VA Hospital's Willow Lounge, where he has had access to direct and great quality care. The Yaki family recently reached out to our office requesting assistance with securing his long overdue service medals. So today, on behalf of a grateful nation, it is our distinct honor to present United States Army Sergeant Philip Yaki with the following medals he earned over 50 years. Captain Warren is going to help with the presentation. The Good Conduct Medal with bronze clasp and three loops representing more than 9 years of honorable and faithful service to the United States Army. The National Defense Medal, awarded for active duty during the Vietnam Service Medal with two bronze service stars, awarded to members of the United States Army Forces serving in Vietnam between July of 1965 and March of 1973. One bronze service star is awarded for each campaign. Driver and Mechanic Badge, presented to drivers, mechanics, and equipment operators demonstrating a high degree of skill in operation and maintenance of motor vehicles. He also earned the Republic of Vietnam Campaign Ribbon with Device, which recognizes members of the Allied Forces who served in the Vietnam War for a period of at least 6 months or who were wounded, captured, or killed in action. The 1960 bar device was given with the medal to indicate the years of war that were fought. Today, we also present the Vietnam Veteran Lapel Pin. The American Vietnam War commemoration was authorized by the United States Congress, established under the Secretary of Defense, and launched to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. Featured on the pin is an eagle, representing courage, honor, and dedicated service to our nation. A blue circle matching the canton on the American flag and signifying vigilance, perseverance, and justice. A laurel wreath representing victory, integrity, and strength. Stripes representing the American flag. 6 stars representing the 6 allies who served, sacrificed, and fought alongside one another. And the message, a grateful nation thanks you and honors you. And finally, we share with you a flag that was flown over the United States Capitol in Washington, D.C., in honor of Sergeant Yaki. Sergeant Yaki, you have dedicated your life to serving and protecting the country and the community you love. We are eternally grateful for your for your commitment and honored to have had this opportunity to recognize the great sacrifices that you've made. I would now like to recognize our good friend, the president of the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park, Paul Marzello. Paul?
Thank you, sir. You're welcome. Good morning. So I'm not going to try and fight it like the congressman. And before I begin, I just want to give a shout out to Captain Cole, our most recent inductee on the Wall of Honor, which we are about to add another honored soldier. So let me explain to you a little bit about what this Wall of Honor is all about. The Wall of Honor was created to recognize and honor the many courageous Western New York men and women who served in all branches of the armed services. They served and sacrificed in U.S. wars and military actions throughout the world, all in an effort to secure peace and protect our freedoms. These honorees need not be military heroes, although some certainly qualify, Sergeant Yaki being one of them. They simply needed to have answered the call when our country needed them most and served honorably. Some returned from battle with mental and physical limitations that would challenge them for their remaining years, and others gave the ultimate sacrifice. But for those that survived and are here today in the presence of family and friends, cherish this moment and enjoy the fact that we are here to honor and to thank you for your service to our country. And with that, I would like the chairman of our board, Mr. Terry McGuire, who is also a veteran, served in the Gulf War, a West Point graduate, and he is going to be making the presentation along with the congressman of a plate that we are hoping that we will get back, because this is one you do not take home with you. This is going to be presented at the Naval Park for all of the community to see and recognize and honor. At the present time, the Wall of Honor is located over at Old County Hall, so we are thankful that it's there in the interim while we are going through a construction period. As soon as that's done, though, it will be mounted at the Wall of Honor at the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park. So with that, Chairman McGuire.
Before I begin, I would like to have Captain Warren provide the family a couple of certificates that we have prepared as well. Very nice. Thank you very much. So as chair of the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park, I want to say thank you for everyone being here today. Our mission is to honor, educate, and inspire. Obviously, to honor our great veterans, to educate the public as to their sacrifices that they made to their country for in the securing of our freedoms and liberties, and also inspiring a future generation of Americans to step forward and provide some kind of public service to their country. And with that, I want to take this time to present a Wall of Honor certificate to Philip Glenn Yaki Jr. In recognition of his service to the United States of America, Philip Glenn Yaki Jr.'s name is inscribed on the Wall of Honor at the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park. This plaque will serve as a permanent reminder to future generations that he served his country with honor and distinction. We are forever grateful for his contributions in preserving our freedom. Given on this hand in the year 2019 by Paul Mazzolo, the executive director, and myself. So, Sergeant Yaki, thank you so much. And we have a presentation of the actual plaque that will be inscribed. That's for you. This will later, as Paul mentioned, go up into our old county hall temporarily, and then when we build our new Hall of Honor down at the Naval Park within the next couple of years, it'll be re-enshrined there in perpetuity. So he will forever be in our hearts. So thank you very much, and I'll turn it back over.
Thank you.
That was Terry McGuire and Paul Marzello from the Naval and Military Park. Thank you again for your great work and for making this presentation as special as it was. Before we close, let us take a moment of silence for those who didn't make it back from war. This morning, especially, we remember Philip's grammar school friend, Private First Class John DeWald, who was killed in action during the Vietnam War on October 4th, 1967. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Charlene. When you go to the county clerk's office, you can see this erect in the wall.
I just want to thank all my family, close friends, my family up here at the VA who helped me with all of this, an honor in Phil, and an honor that he so well deserved. This was all a total shock to him. I don't think he has much to say, but we'll try. But actually, I kind of like it. He's never been quiet in his life. Oh, wait, did I say that?
No, I'm sorry.
So, but Phil, thank you for your service for all of us. We love you. Okay.
I'm done.
Nice.
Thank you very much for being here. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.